6 years old, my family moved from the southern Appalachia Mountains of eastern Kentucky to the rolling bluegrass of the central part of the state. It was just a 2-hour drive. How could 85 miles make me a foreigner? As I gathered pieces of Appalachia's history, I understand. It's one of those places where extreme things have happened that affect people's beliefs and habits and ways of looking at the world. By the turn of this century, mountain people and their lands were discovered by spectators from the north. The exploitation of both promptly began, and hillbilly women played a big part in that fight. Aunt Molly Jackson was a midwife in eastern Kentucky when one day, after seeing countless small children die of pellagra, she robbed a company store at gunpoint, taking enough food to feed a few families of starving children. "Martin," she said, "if you try to take this grub away from me, if they electrocute me for it, I'll shoot you 6 times in a minute. I gotta feed some children. They're hungry and they can't wait." Molly and her half-sister Sarah Ogden Gunning wrote some of this country's first labor songs, including "I Am a Girl of Constant Sorrow." They were both eventually run out of eastern Kentucky by the coal operators because of their organizing activities. Florence Reese and her husband Sam organized coal miners. She was 30 years old and sitting up all night watching for coal company thugs the night she wrote the song, "Which Side Are You On?" Southern Appalachia was the scene of some of the most violent labor wars this country's ever seen. In 1929, textile union leader Ella Mae Wiggins, mother of 9 children, was murdered as she was riding along a public highway. That same year, when a group of women textile workers peacefully picketed for better working conditions, 6 of them were shot in the back and killed by National Guard troops. Then there was Witta Coombs, who laid her tiny body down in front of a bulldozer that had come to strip her land, and Granny Hager, leader of the roving picket movement, Della Mae Smith, who worked for the rights of disabled miners and their families, and so many more proud and strong women defending their right to a decent job, good health, dignity, and self-respect.
Hillbilly Women, presented by Melissa Thomas. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.